Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
You know, on Instagram, well, you might not know this because you don't really use the gram much, but they've hidden likes. So you can't see how many people like posts. So social comparison has, you know, they're thinking for mental well-being and teens always comparing. So on our Australian Instagram, you'll go through your feed and you won't see how many people like everyone's posts. If you like it, that's cool and you can move on. So I think it's kind of helped the overall comparing with teens especially. So Australians will soon notice on Facebook their news feed missing something, with the likes count set to disappear as well. So they're following suit and thinking that it's a great idea, especially with the rise of our youth's mental health. And comparison is a huge thing for the teens. So I think what a healthy thing for Facebook to do.
Wow.
There you go.
They've done something good.
That was all I wanted to tell you.
So no likes on Insta or Facebook.
Yeah, you can like things, but you just can't see the like count.
I think that's a great idea.
I think so as well.
Okay.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Friday, the 27th of September. Of course, AFL Grand Final Parade Day. Meat Loaf, the American singer who had massive hits across his career, is 72 today. Of course, he's never going to live down the bad performance he did at the Grand Final a few years ago.
Yeah, it went a bit like this. Just terrible.
Gosh.
Poor Meatloaf. We're joined by our mayor, Rhys Williams. Good morning, Rhys.
How are you guys, all right?
We're awesome. Now, I understand this fortnight, it's a little bit of a serious topic that you want to discuss.
Yeah, look, as listeners would know, we often come in here and talk about how important it is to diversify our economy locally, make sure that we're providing opportunities for our local people well into the future. And at the moment, we are, as a region, grappling with a proposal around the Point Grey proposal that's in the Shire of Murray. People would be aware that this includes a marina, a land-based development across the other side of the estuary on the Shire of Murray side, but it also includes a 2.5 kilometre long channel from Point Grey through to the Dawesville Cut. And all the science says, and you know, our local fishing industries and local environmental groups tell us that the significance of this channel through the estuary would be really catastrophic to our estuary. It's really important that we are, as a whole community, aware of what the potential impacts of this 2.5 kilometre channel could be, because, you know, it's potentially going to have such a significant impact in terms of the dredging and the maintenance of this channel into the future that, you know, we could be affecting the fish stocks and the crab stocks. We could definitely be affecting, you know, the health of the estuary overall. And if you think about it, that estuary is not just the lifeblood of this community from a social and an environmental point of view, but also from an economic point of view.
Sure.
So I'm really worried about it. And I know the Shire of Murray is really worried about it. David Templeman, Zach Kirkup, Andrew Hastie, Robin Clark are all saying exactly the same thing. It's really important that the community are aware that our estuary could potentially be under threat from this proposal, and we need to get involved in the discussions, and we all need to be singing in one voice that that's not good enough. And I believe that there's going to be a whole lot of stuff coming out really soon about this. In an ecosystem like our estuary, it's not just the financial cost of it, it's also the environmental impact that it has. So this is not the sort of thing that we want to see in Mandurah.
Fair enough. Hashtag hands off our estuary.
Good on you. Thanks, yeah. Guys. Thanks for your support on this.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you again in a fortnight.
Looking forward to it.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, Gunners, sometimes I've noticed you shifting uncomfortably in your seat and kind of rearranging your jeans. What's going on there?
Well, I'm just readjusting my undies.
Well, look, I think you're doing it too often and you might need to reconsider your underwear brand.
Well, yeah, okay. What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what you've got, a major case of shiviness.
Shiviness?
Yeah. It's a word for the uncomfortable feeling of wearing new underwear or underwear that's just not cutting it.
Well, it is. It's cutting into me. You're too tight. Got to get a bigger size.
Well, you can add shiviness to your vocabulary and maybe go shopping for some new jocks.
Okay.
And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
And a hard word as well.
There you go. Two in one. That's how I roll.
Bonus.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Thanks for that. 91.7 The Wave, Gunners and Alley and Bon Jovi. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Right about 9 to 7. Entertainment News coming up after 7.
That's giving me all the Friday feels, that is. Thank you so much to Sir John Bon Jovi.
Friday, my turn to do the hard word. And today's word is tangential. Tangential. Do you want me to spell it?
Tangential?
Yeah.
Tangential. Yeah, spell it for me.
T-A-N-G-E-N-T-I-A-L. Tangential.
You can't even say it. All right, let's hear the options.
Look, I'll show it to you.
Okay. Yep.
Is it A, relating to or along a tangent, B, a meditative state, can't say that either, a meditative state, Or C, the act of being kind. You're good, aren't they?
Transcendental is a meditative state. The first one, or C, is what I'm going with. But A seems way too obvious, so I'm going with C.
The act of being kind.
Yeah.
Final answer?
So is it A?
It's A.
Okay. Well, it was between A or C, but I thought, no, you're trying to trick me with tangent. Okay, it was as simple as it sounded then.
It was.
There you go.
Tricked you.
You did, but I didn't fall for the middle one, which was stupid.
Thanks a lot. Put a lot of work into that.
Now you can have Gunners and Ali anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.